I'm titling this episode, The Data Hidden in the Noise. And although that sounds like it's probably a technical discussion of digital noise and processing, etc., it's not, but I think everything I'm about to say applies equally to the technical noise that we deal with in our digital cameras, but I want to talk about the noise that happens outside the camera, that happens in us, that is, at the very least, a parallel with what happens technologically with digital processing and the digital workflow. So setting the technology aside, let's look at the process of just being a photographer. We see something. We click the shutter because there's something there. We feel it. We sense it. We may not be able to describe it, but by golly, the data is hidden there in the noise. The thing we want to show, the thing we want to highlight, the thing we want to bring to our attention, to other people's attention through our photography, it's there. But in particular, because of photography's basic property, we have to isolate the thing that is of importance, which is, of course, exactly the opposite of what painters do. Painters don't have anything on their canvas. They have to paint in whatever is important and whatever contributes to the importance of the main subject, etc., backgrounds, that kind of thing. But us photographers, we have the opposite problem, obviously. Every time we point our camera at something, it takes everything in, and our job is to recognize what parts of that need to be eliminated, either through cropping or positioning or depth of field or exposure or processing. Our job as photographic artists is to brush away the noise, the obscuring dust, sometimes the verbosity in our own mind. Photography is a unique art in that it's not so much about taking as it is about revealing. Like the painters, like the novelists, like every other art media you can think of, our first task is to recognize what's important, what's the essence, what are the elements that will create the mood that we want in our finished piece of artwork. But after that, photography leaves all other media and has this weird and unique characteristic that our job is to get rid of stuff, not to put stuff in. So revealing, and I love this idea of every time we click the shutter, what we're doing is revealing something that maybe isn't readily available to see because of all the noise, because of the things that we can eliminate that will help bring the important part of the photograph into our attention. Fundamentally, my philosophy is that every time you click the shutter, you do so because you were motivated at some level, conscious, subconscious, doesn't make any difference. You were motivated at some level to click that shutter because you saw something that you thought was worth preserving, capturing, working with, maybe turning into a finished piece of artwork. In other words, there is data hidden in the noise, in the buzz of life, that we hope to eliminate, thereby strengthening the visual impact of our photograph. So, as I like to do so often, it's not so much light writing as it is distraction and noise and fluff and interference, eliminating. That's what we do. And I find that every time I remember this, I end up with better pictures, because I've made conscious decisions along the way that strengthen the essence of the photograph.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.